I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Yo, so, let's talk tie-dye. When was the last time you guys made a tie-dye shirt? Can your kids do tie-dye at camps and stuff?
No.
Does anyone do tie-dye anymore?
My kid did it once during a summer camp. It was like an art summer camp thing, and they did tie-dye shirts once, and that was it. And tie-dye's kind of dumb, right? Like, it's kind of dumb, right?
I mean, I think there was a reason why everyone that rocked the tie-dye was on numerous amounts of drugs.
Yeah. It really, like, it peaked at Lithuania basketball team, and then it's just been going downhill since then, basically. Essentially, right?
That, and I think there's probably a little community of TikTokers that do tie-dyed things. It might have its own little niche community.
King, you're a TikTok guy. You seeing tie-dye?
No. That is an Instagram threads thing. That's for old people. Yes.
All right. So the youngins haven't, you know, brought back the tie-dye fad.
Nope.
Not just old people. That's like old liberals who are on threads. That's all you find there. That actually makes a lot of sense.
All I will say about the Oregon Ducks doing the
dead
tie-dye
night.
Dead night is people were lying in the mentions about how cool it was.
Yeah. You're full
of
shit.
Don't care. They don't listen to the dead.
It's not cool. It's decidedly not cool.
It's just a jam band, and jam bands kind of suck.
I'd be curious to know their feelings about fish. Because you know what?
Fish is even worse.
Exactly the same thing.
But worse.
Exactly the same thing. They are a jam band who has a cult group of fans that follow them around the country and watch their shows over and over again. And it's just them playing for 6 hours. Like, yes, they have songs they've recorded, but you're not going to hear any of those because it's just them fucking around for 6 hours.
Well, the new was it Dead and Company with John Mayer.
John Mayer. That's going to make them cool for the modern music audience. Let's put John Mayer as the fucking
cooler
front man.
Cooler, at least. I mean, Mayer's got a following of ladies.
In fairness,
for the most part.
John Mayer is like a top 10 guitarist of all time.
Exactly.
Like you were talking about how much you love Machine Gun Kelly 2 hours ago. So. Like, let's just say John Mayer is a legitimate guitarist. Don't care about Dead and Company. Wouldn't watch. Just saying, he's got chops.
Now, see, we also have this weird thing to where living in Eugene, Ken Kesey and the Grateful Dead, like, we have known about that all our lives.
Our whole lives, yeah.
Let's say outside of Eugene, maybe some Portland, maybe some Seattle. Does anyone even know who the fucking Grateful Dead is that's, say, younger than 50?
I love that question so much.
Honestly, I think you'd be surprised. Because,
I mean, yeah. I guess, like, younger than 30, I get, but yeah, Bill Walton popularized it.
They tour, and the Dead were just at the Sphere Dead and Company.
Dead and Company,
and it was
sold
out for like a week straight. So they got a following. It just, I don't get it.
Are we sure it's not the same group of like 5,000 people who just follow them around everywhere they go? Like,
it's the Sphere.
It's
the Sphere. Yes. I'm pretty sure it's not. I don't like that.
Now, so are you guys for a potential tie-dye uni situation?
No, that's stupid.
No,
is there any way to make
really
it cool?
Bad.
Could they make it cool somehow?
No.
No.
Right? What about maybe just like tie-dye socks? Would that be just like,
That'd be worse, I think. That would look like really bad. So by the way, you're hearing us talk about this. If you have no idea what we're talking about, Oregon's. So it's like going to be a Dead performance. Dead and Company's going to do like a halftime performance when Oregon plays Wisconsin. Is that right?
That's half a song. I don't know how they're going to do it. A halftime show.
So
I honestly, I don't think they're playing a song. I think it's going to be the original OG people come out and they just wave their hands.
Bob Weir comes out and like,
yeah, there's just, there's no way.
Now, fine with that. Just, hey, just a little clap and all right.
Yeah.
But I've said this about the uniforms. When you make a wacky ass uniform and you tell us, because every team tells a story, they're like, this stitch means we're forged from the Cuyahoga River. You know what I mean? Because the current, you know, there's always a story.
This Ben and Jerry's logo signifies the amount that the Grateful Dead sold out when they needed money.
I'm just saying, on like October 25th, there's no tie to the Grateful Dead to Autzen Stadium, right? Right? Like,
right. I mean,
they came in the summer like 10 times. I got it. Yeah, yeah. I get it. That's a piece of, you know, that is a thing. They came to Autzen Stadium 10 times. It was never in October. I don't understand the connection.
Yeah.
Asking the fans to wear tie-dye. Cool. I mean,
and also,
knock yourself out.
Jerry Garcia has been dead for 30 years. It's like,
I was going to say, King, when you were talking about John Mayer, I was like, you got to be a little careful because there are Jerry Garcia fans out there who would hear you talk so highly of him and maybe be like, hey, slow your roll a little bit.
I'm not saying John Mayer is a better front man for the Grateful
Big
Dead.
Papa Jerry.
He is a better guitarist. Like, yeah. It's really not close.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, John Mayer's considered like one of the all-time greats just playing the guitar.
Yeah. He can shred. Yeah. But it's always funny to me that the guy who's like, keep on waiting, is now the head of Dead and Company. It's just, it's funny.
I think.
And maybe the least stoner-esque guy that could front that band as well.
So I will say, do you guys remember on MTV when John Mayer had a TV show and it was literally called like John Mayer Has a TV Show?
Rings a bell, yeah.
It was funny. It was funny.
I don't know that I watched a single episode. Yeah.
He was objectively funny. Just deadpan. Just, yeah.
What were they doing? Sketches? Like,
there were some sketches. There were some like man on the street stuff. And really? There were also some like way before its time, like In Between Two Ferns, if I remember correctly. Just deadpan interviews.
Good shit. He was on a Chappelle skit, says Booble. That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Huh. Fair enough.
Yeah, the one time John Mayer was like, cool.
Yeah. It's very, very big street cred with that performance. Absolutely. So Oregon has to do a uniform for it. Like, they have to. It's not going to be tie-dye, but they have to do a uniform, and they will. They 1,000% will do a uniform for it.
I don't think they will.
1,000%.
I don't think they will. I think they might. Okay, put a dancing bear in the middle of the O on the helmet.
Him and the bear and the duck together in the O or something. That's it.
That might be kind of lit. Like
that's fine. I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I kind of put in the Discord that in 2015 and 16 was when they did all their concept jerseys, basically.
Yeah.
You know, the dress like the mascot, Lewis and Clark, the yellow things against Virginia. Ooh. And everyone kind of universally rejected it and hated it.
Dude, so I shared the video in our Discord, Sports Marine Discord, if you don't know what that is. Of Kayvon Thibodeau, he posts these videos on his own YouTube, like fully produced videos where he came to Oregon, did some D-line drills, sort of like teaching his NFL tricks to Matty U, and Lanning was there and blah, blah, blah. After that, he went through the uniform storage. And so there's like a room that just has every single uniform. And he's like going through them. He's like, oh, yeah, we played in this one. These are dope, blah, blah, blah. He pulled out the Lewis and Clark jersey. So first of all, he said the eggshell were his favorite that he ever played in.
Oh, Bo Nix, too.
My God.
That's the only reason they kept wearing him.
My God.
Bo Nix loved him.
Fucking terrible. And he pulled out the Lewis and Clark and said they were one of his favorites. He's like, oh, this joint was so sick. Like, What the fuck is wrong with you, dude? That is.
It had a topography map on it, man.
Undeniably, one of the worst uniforms any team has ever worn. That is trash. Like, you are the only person I've ever seen say that uniform is not trash.
What if that's what if that is what got him to commit to Oregon?
Right.
That you know they're doing the whole spiel like, oh yeah, come here, you'll start day one. You know all this, but. You know, I don't know, coach. I'm not sure if I'm there.
Oregon has these flashy uniforms, and they're the bluest, like dark blue, boring uniforms Oregon's ever
worn.
The
least Oregon color you could come up with.
No, the Lewis and Clark ones were the gray ones.
They were like gray with the blue, yeah, blue top, though, right?
No, the blue one was the state of Oregon one.
Oh, okay, I'm fucking that up. So it was the state of Oregon one. That's what I'm talking about.
Whatever, they look like
which also sucked. Yeah.
Yeah, also sucked. Yeah. That was the 70-21 game. The Lewis and Clark uniforms were the gray ones with the topography map and the gray helmet where it was the duck and Lewis. And I feel like they wrote Sacagawea. I don't even think it was Lewis Clark and the duck pointing.
Terrible. Well, revisionist history. So they replaced Sacagawea with the duck?
I don't think Sacagawea was on there. I think it was Lewis Clark and the duck.
Hey, Ski US.
And it kind of had the little thing that came on the back, kind of like the old Seahawks uniforms. So kind of blended into them pointing. Terrible. Terrible.
Hey, Ski, you a Sacagawea or a Sacagawea guy?
Sacagawea.
It's a Sacagawea.
We're Sacagawea podcast, I have a feeling.
the way this podcast leans, I think we're a Sacagawea podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm a Sacagawea. On the Willamette.
Yeah, on the Willamette.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No.
What about you guys? Fucking racist.
Hey, I'm saying Ski's the racist. If anybody's racist here, it's definitely Ski. I think we can agree on that.
What's it say in our history books?
If it doesn't say
Sacagawea in there, we got to get rid of those history books, right?
That the duck helped Lewis and Clark get to Oregon?
Woke-ass history books that you're fucking trying to peddle.
I mean, my history book shows that, like, a flying V of ducks, like, came in and, like, guided Lewis and Clark through the Columbia? Probably, and to get to no.
Just speaking of bad uniforms, if anyone's bored, look up the 2015 Civil War, and Vernon Adams and Darren Carrington are wearing fractal camo with the flying military V helmet. It's just 15 and 16. What a fucking disaster! That's why I don't think they're going to do tie dye uniforms. I think they're like, you want to know what? We're going to get shit for wearing black with yellow. We can live with that. We're just not going to do these weird made up.
See, here's the thing, though. They missed their chance. If they just did this for the spring game, you could do all the crazy little dumb uni tie-dye stuff. You could have Dead & Co. play a concert after it. You don't want that shit in meaningful games in the middle of the season.
Especially when a majority don't
give a flying fuck at all about it.
Spring game has Matt Carney written all over it. It does not have John Mayer written all over it. John Mayer ain't coming to Oregon to do a fucking spring game. That guy's showing up for Wisconsin in October. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be jump around. There's going to be shout. There's going to be fucking Dead and Company during halftime. That's what John Mayer shows up for. This is so
Matt
silly.
Carney or John
this is
Mayer.
So silly.
I don't like the Dead. I've never liked the Dead.
No,
I don't like jam bands.
They're bad.
I would still rather hear John Mayer shred on a guitar with no lyrics or anything for 20 minutes than Matt Carney out there.
Correct. That's my point.
It out, down in a state five. No.
No.
That's but good. I felt so alive.
It's gonna be a no for me, dog. I'm even wearing the black shirt too. It's perfect. Randy Jackson, that's his name, right?
Randy Newman.
Randy. Yeah.
No, it's Randy Jackson. Not as cool as Randy Newman.
Love
Randy Newman.
Love LA.
He loves it.
Now there's a fucking halftime show.
Goddamn right.
Oh, I'd watch Randy Newman for sure.
Goddamn right.
Ugh. Small like, people have got a big problem. Like, oh, it's so good. Just randomness.
Cuyahoga River.
River.
Again, how is he? He sung the most popular song about Los Angeles and the most popular song about Cleveland. Just that's yeah. range. That's an artist.
And apples.
That's an artiste.
You forget the apple song, too. I got an apple. Take a bite. when was the last time
guy's
you watched?
A wizard, man.
When was the last guy's time you watched Family Guy? It's like 10 years for me, maybe?
Nah, probably like 2 for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a late at night type thing, but it's been a minute.
It's been a while. Fender is our resident Grateful Dead fan, by the way. Just FYI.
Oh, of course he is. Yeah. That guy just looks like he can jam.
He's basically our age, but he is significantly older than us. Like,
but he doesn't do marijuanas. How does he do the Grateful Dead?
It's a very good question.
That's a very good question.
I mean, that is the key to listening to music for more than like 30 minutes straight. Like 30 minutes is like reasonable for a normal non-high person, right? Like,
well, I mean, like, I feel if he's not doing marijuanas, he's clearly not doing LSD or mushrooms. So for a 7-hour song, like, how are you just sitting there?
Maybe he's got a nice cold press. I don't know. a cold press and a clove. Does that get you in the mood?
It's perfect. Dude, cold press and a clove needs to be a t-shirt. That's great.
If you could fucking find it, if you could find a clove. I might actually smoke a clove if you could find a clove. Or a beady, one or the other.
Yeah. God, my mom, not to put her on blast or anything, but like when my grandma was like sick and dying and a little dementia, my mom took up smoking again. And she was smoking cloves and shit back then. And I was like, Jesus. Like, you quit forever ago, and then you dive. Like, that is diving so deep into the cigarette, like, pool. Just going straight to cloves, man. Woo! Crazy. Also, stop doing it.
You needed a Sum 41 drop there, so just for the in too deep.
In too deep, yeah.
Because I'm in too deep.
Now, King, if you're going to smoke a grit, if you haven't smoked a grit for a long time now, Are you smoking any cigarette, or does it have to? Are you smoking a Marb, Camel, Menthol?
Camel Menthol Light.
Yeah, that'll be the go to if you're gonna.
That would be the go to.
Put another heater down.
Oh yeah, I think actually they're called Camel Silvers now.
Silvers,
I think they're Silvers. But yeah, Camel Menthol Light.
I mean, good old Camel Crushes. I'm not sure if they even make those anymore.
Oh, I love that you just clipped that little ball. No,
half and half if you want.
Menthol was insane. Oh, nicotine rocks, man.
It's awesome.
That said, don't smoke. It's gross and it will kill you. But boy, when you do,
it's so good. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Do you have anything in your life set for like an achievement? Like, final kid leaves the house. Are you gonna rip a butt? Is there like something's like
no?
There's no,
no
celebratory it's, cigarettes.
It's,
like
it's gonna be
in the way right
that.
Now. For a...
It's harder than that for sure.
Yeah. No. I don't. No.
No plans yet. It's all right. You got time. Yeah. Like you got a few years.
No.
Yeah.
I used to be a nicotine, but now I'm just nicka-free. Nicka what?
No. Hey, welcome to the podcast. I'm Alex. He's King. He is King. He is King. Yeah. He's Ski. We're not
just
always
nicotine.
We're not always racist. I promise.
I was racist.
Everybody smokes. Like nicotine's like the one thing that's not racist in this world.
Well, menthols can be used as a racist. Yeah.
Let's see. Join our.
I don't know if you guys remember when Joe Biden tried to ban menthols and.
Good luck with that, buddy.
Racist.
Good luck with that, buddy.
I was against it, by the way. I was like, "Fuck! I don't even smoke." But no, Everyone needs a Newport. Sorry. At least once in their life. A parliament. That, I don't know if parliament's still around.
No.
But those like long, what were the long skinny ones?
Were that Virginia Slims?
Virginia Slims. Slims.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Those were a waste.
I could see that. I could see that.
Menthol Benson and Hedges. Ooh, buddy.
All right. Join our Discord, Sportsbury.
This
and
guy
Discord.
Clearly never smoked a cigarette in his life.
No. Never have.
Insane.
Actually. Some
Lame
of
gay.
Like all of us have had family members die of like smoking in one way or another, and for me it was my grandpa, and I was just like, oh yeah, I just won't do that. That's fine. I'll do other things to fuck my body up, but it's might as well not smoke. Yeah.
I mean, I don't hold against those olds. If you're going through WW2 career or NOM,
yeah,
I'd be smoking infinite packs of cigs
rolling your own, like Booble says in the chat. Like he said, his mom like rolls her own cigs, and yeah,
she's top. Rolling top still.
Yeah, yeah. I know people who do that too, man. Like they're all old, but yeah.
What's the other one? There's top and like bugler boy or something.
Sounds right. I've only ever seen the top. Kind, yeah.
It's a blue.
Yeah.
Bugler. I think it's
tan.
Bugler. Carry on.
Those are very specific, by the way. Those containers, like if you, it's totally a if you know you know thing. If you know someone who has rolled their own cigs,
ugh.
Those cans.
I tried that for a minute when I was like 18.
I could see that.
Too much effort. It's not worth saving $2.
That's the thing. Price per cigarette.
Yep. Opportunity cost when you think about it. Like think of what you could be doing with your life instead of rolling those cigs. Just pulling out of a pack.
I could be smoking that cig.
Exactly that. And then smoking another one. And then smoking another.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Ah, three in a row. Yeah.
Three at the same time. What do you mean?
No.
Nah.
Now if you had a dip in why you We had a dip in
back
it.
Back to back,
the heater as well.
Doing the Joe Carter, though, back to back was pretty sick.
WCP says American Spirit tobacco. You can roll your own as well.
Never liked American Spirits.
Yeah.
Too hard to smoke. Too hard to draw, actually.
His mom used to smoke Benson and Hedges Deluxe Ultralight Menthols.
Hell yeah.
I have a buddy that smokes American Spirits, and he pulls out the filter, like rips out half of it, and shoves it back in for that reason.
Borderline erotic.
Jesus, this is a professional.
Holy shit,
it's a professional
on all 20 cigs every time. Yep. Golly.
Oh yeah, Nuttian bringing up the Marlboro Miles and Camel Cash for the frequent smokers.
Oh yeah, man.
They're essentially paying you to smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, why wouldn't you smoke? They're paying for it. Like, it's easy. It totally makes sense.
In high school, we had he wasn't an immersion student because I think his mom taught at the university.
Okay.
But his dad still lived in Japan. And when he left, his whole thing was, give me all the Joe Camel and Marlboro gear. You guys can find me. And his last night in town before he flew back to Osaka, he was just Joe Camel, Marlboro Man, just a sick fit, just insane.
It was a good look. It was a good look.
It was.
But it was even a cooler look in Japan. Yeah. They were like, oh my God, he's a god.
Yeah. Legit, actually, the gear for that stuff was actually really cool looking. Like
Joe Camel.
Joe Camel.
What a fucking alpha.
Fucking legit. Are you kidding me?
Shooting billiards on a Tuesday night at like 11 p.m. Yeah. Just darkening it behind his back. What a fucking savage.
Has Jesse Waters compared alphas to Joe Camel and how much the libs can't be as cool as Joe Camel yet?
I think he would, but I think legally I don't know if they can. I think... Even Fox News can't
Even
do
Fox
the
News
tobacco.
Draws a line of
the tobacco thing is kind of.
Are we sure? Because the other day I heard one of them talking about how they should take the word Nazi back, like black people took the N word back.
Regulated that one. We regulate tobacco. We don't regulate Nazis.
No. Whoa.
We just kind of elect them.
That was one of the most wild takes I've ever seen on television. That was something. Nobody cared.
I liked when Kennedy, remember Kennedy from MTV?
Yeah, of course.
She punctuated that segment by going, "What's up, my Nazi?" It's like, I see what you're doing there,
I get
Kennedy.
It. I get it.
Yeah, I get it. I got it. Yeah.
That's a segment. You did it.
That is a segment.
You did a segment of television. All right. Oy, yay, yay. Oh, yeah. So podcast, that's what this is. We're on Twitch. If you're just listening to this, follow us on Twitch or subscribe to us on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/TSBpod. But yeah, hit subscribe and give us money. And money. Or you know, just hit follow and it will tell you when we go live. And you can join the chat on Thursdays. And we'll have a good time. It's because it is a good time. Also join our Discord, Sports Berean Discord. That's a thing. Let's see. We do a movie podcast every Sunday. And this week's movie is your movie. But it was kind of a no-brainer. It is Happy Gilmore 2. It is on Netflix. Watch Happy Gilmore 2. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. There you go. Sports?
By the way, before we move on.
I don't have sports, so.
I feel like, Ski, are you going for the same, like, slave owner, cavalier look that I'm going for? I've just let these grow in a little bit, but.
Yeah. I couldn't get my goatee pointy. I had it real long, and I tried to shave it into that nice little, like, plantation point.
Is this the Calvin candy we're doing? Is this
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. As long as we're on the same page.
Somebody, one of you guys pulls a real human skull off from the side and just holds it up. Yeah. So listener/viewer here right now, Ski and I opened some packs earlier, and we were noticing a general theme, because it was all 1990 Upper Deck baseball cards. There was a general theme of mustache, and some of them were pretty glorious. Most of them were not, but Ski sort of. Nope. Yeah. What you got? That's terrifying. Yeah. What the fuck is that?
What's what?
Oh, nothing.
Just a worker.
You wanna introduce us to your friend there?
Well, fucking Al. We got Al Snow over here.
Al Snow. Yeah. Oh, so speaking of the packs, Ski, do you want to show them what we saw? So we're gonna run this.
Ask him the question.
We're gonna run this by you, King.
1990 Mets player.
Yep.
Do you know who Kevin McReynolds is?
Have you heard of Kevin McReynolds?
Yeah.
Also played for the Padres in 85 and 86.
I feel like he was a white second baseman.
He's definitely white. Yep. I mean, Kevin McReynolds.
Did you need us to tell you that?
He's an outfielder.
Oh, he's a left fielder. Damn it.
So if this is what he looks like.
That's what he looks like. I had not heard of this man. He had not heard of
this
man.
And I looked at his stats.
Yeah.
And the dude raked.
Fucking raked.
Like a 290 hitter dropping like 30 bombs a year.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Fender is saying they traded him for Dykstra. Or they traded Dykstra for him. Excuse me. Apparently that.
Oh, all right.
That's no. Well, why are you putting that in the chat, Fender? Are you like lying to us? Figure it out, man. Yeah. So they traded Dykstra for McReynolds. Dykstra.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I guess that's worth it, even though Nails was good in the '90s, but
yeah.
Apparently, this guy was good too.
Yep. By the way, if you missed those, Ski and I have been going on Twitch to open card packs. We usually will do like six or so, and we're building our ultimate starting lineup from those packs. And so we got some pretty good ones so far. I think we got Ripken today. We got Fernando Mania today.
Dion.
We got. By the way, King, 1990 Upper Deck Dion Sanders rookie card. Do you have it handy, Ski? The picture is fucking phenomenal. It's like
Kevin McReynolds had a 30 WAR. His WAR was 30.
His WAR was 30.
30.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Here's. Look at prime time and
look at that car.
It's a
headband and the cherry curl.
That's a, right.
It looks exactly. like it, but yeah. Yeah.
And what was crazy. The quote on the back?
I mean, it was a fucking paragraph about his.
Yeah, no, but the quote about football and baseball. What was it? Football's his
football
wife.
Football is my wife. Baseball is just my girlfriend.
Yeah. I love that quote. True.
You know, from a guy who ranks his kids.
You know, like you put in all the work throughout the week for football, and then you hop on a helicopter to go bang your side piece. You know, like it is what it is.
So,
apparently it was Kevin Mitchell. Mets traded Kevin Mitchell for McReynolds.
Very different players.
Very different than Lenny Dykstra. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Not sports related, but yeah. I've been thinking about this for like a couple of weeks, and I was like, I want to take a picture of him, but I'm like, there's no way I can take a picture of him and show people and not look like an asshole. But there's this guy that he's a homeless dude that I drive by pretty much every day going to work and coming back sometimes. And he starts at the top of the hill by an overpass, right? And he comes down by the end of the day. And I see him eating a Little Caesars pizza every single time.
Right.
Right? Like right on the sidewalk. But his stuff is still up at the top. And, you know, the winters in the Willamette Valley are awful and gross and dreary. But the summers, the sun is pretty potent, right? So he walks around like in like a big old shawl. And he's got a headdress on that looks like it's made out of like a white pillowcase, right? So right. His scalp doesn't burn.
Yeah.
And he's got this big old beard. And he just sits there, cross-legged, up top. When he's down below eating the pizza, if he's on the berm, he's cross-legged. Besides, I've seen him standing up sometimes. But he looks like an ISIS dude. Like the beard... And it almost looks like a turban, and he's just all covered up because the sun will fuck you up if you just sit in the sun for 12 hours a day because you're homeless, right?
The literal reason turbans exist.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you're looking for the word unhoused, King.
No, he's homeless. I don't say unhoused. We've covered that. That's for you, Libs. But I've been seeing him for months, and someone in I think Fender sent me like a 9/11 joke thing today, and like right after I read it, I drove by him and I was like, "Holy fucking shit!" I've been thinking he's like it looks like Osama bin Laden. That's Osama Bridge Laden. Like he is Bridge Laden, and I want to take a picture of him. But I can't because I know I will look like such an asshole for doing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's insane. He just sits there cross-legged and just stares at traffic.
Huh. Doesn't have a sign or?
Nope.
Like trying
never,
to get money?
Never.
Not even?
Nope. Never asking for cash.
Stares at traffic and eats Little Caesars pizzas.
And has a full-on estate at the top of the berm underneath the overpass. Huh. It's insane.
Huh. Doesn't sound like a bad day.
Yeah.
I feel like Bridge Laden's living a kind of a decent life.
Not a bad existence, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets kind of hot during the day, but it sounds like he's okay with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Set up for success. Yeah. God, if I could just eat pizza every day.
Every day.
Huh?
Just crushing a
they still got $5 like hot and ready's.
No.
It's not five anymore. Yeah.
It's like $7.99 and it's never ready.
It's ready. For me, it's ready.
Mm.
Yeah. But it's...
What do you mean? When you call ahead?
No. When I go in, there's always been one, but they're not...
Not true.
They're not fresh. They're not fresh at all. Like,
okay. Yeah.
They're ready. Like, they might not be hot, but they're ready.
Correct.
Yes. Once, like 2 or 3 years ago, Little Caesars decided they were doing a pizza portal where it was just a cute little thing up front that you could pick your pizza up instead of just holding it in the back in the exact same mechanism. And that's when I was like, these are, they're not fresh. Yep. Just,
no,
these are bad. Just these are bad. So they, so relative to like normal pizza price, they're still incredibly cheap. They're still basically $5 because you get a, like a large pizza anywhere else and it's like at least $30 nowadays. So like still $7 is still really fucking cheap, and you give it to your kid who has no standards for pizza and they're happy. So, you know, like
it used
like,
to be fresh.
Like Monday, my kid's going to have like one of his best friends over, and I'm going to get some Little Caesars for him. Like, I'm go spend $7, get a pizza. All right, you kids, play with the dog, eat some pizza. Don't give the dog any, or he's going to get fucking explosive diarrhea, and I don't want to clean it up. Yeah.
They used to be fresh because there were $5, and everyone would go buy them. They had to turn those things out.
Ton
so
of them. Yeah.
They weren't sitting long.
Yeah.
Crazy. And then,
bread.
Yes,
the crazy
Costco
bread too.
Costco is the best pizza per cent. Like, your price point for a pizza, Costco is your best.
How much is a slice there?
$1.99?
Yeah. That's and you might even get a drink with that, too, possibly.
That's pretty great. That's
yeah,
pretty,
$9.95 for a giant.
They're big slices, too. Like, that's pretty great. Yep. Yeah. Fender says rotisserie chicken's the best meal value, period. I could see that. I could see that. I do rotisserie chickens a lot. I could see that. You can turn one rotisserie chicken into like a dinner for like three or four, and then you can also use it for like a chicken salad. Like it's yeah, very multi-use.
For three or four?
Yeah. You can
do
it.
Who are you feeding?
You can make it work. Oh, I'm not. I don't have. Dude, I don't have two teenage boys in my house.
I was gonna say.
Yeah. Like I get what you're
saying. They probably get their own rotisserie chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. Here, you give them a rotisserie chicken and a fork.
Like honestly, I think two works.
Yeah.
Two works.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just looked it up. $9.99 for a pie at Little Caesars pepperoni
for large pep.
$10.
Is that their?
No way. No way. Wait, do you get other stuff with it?
No.
That looks
no.
like that looks
that,
that picture looks like you get other stuff with it.
Well, because they're showing you all the items for $9.99
for $10. Wow, they got
so
a $10 menu.
You can get four little nugget bite pizzas for $9.99.
They got a $10 menu. Shit, that's where we're at. $20.25.
Little Caesars has a $20 pizza now.
Yeah.
Granted, there's like four toppings and it's enormous. I'm just saying the core values of Little Caesars have been lost.
Yeah.
People talk about like losing recipes and losing, you know, all this stuff. Little Caesars has lost the plot.
Talk about make America great again. Like bring me back to Little Caesars in the 90s.
Well, Little Caesars just like getting their tomatoes from Mexico. That's
yeah. So I don't like Little Caesars. The tomato sauce gives me heartburn.
Get a square pizza on some cardboard.
Oh, a little Bigfoot action.
Baby.
A little foot long.
That's what's up.
What was that? A pizza by the foot or whatever it was called?
Yo, Pizza Hut's going old school. Like, why can't all these other places go back, right? Pizza Hut's opening the old school lobbies or whatever. They're doing their fucking buffets and stuff again. Like... Give me all that.
They don't need to.
Give me
they
all
don't
that.
Need to.
Give me all that. All right. Do we actually have sports to talk about? You know what we should talk about is Jinx. How are the dogs doing? How are they liking their Jinx?
They're doing good. My favorite thing about Jinx and thinkjinx.com is that they have a very
the website
pronounced.
Right?
I did thinkjinx.com.
Wow, crazy!
Is that they have their mission statement
it's not,
is like
it's not
that
thejinx.com?
Not this week.
Okay.
Is that they have a their mission statement is very clear that like a health and where health starts from is like a very sturdy base. it's like a pillar, you know, it's like a building block, as they say, a building for the rest of the day. And just so, I mean, it's weird that I have this with me, but like the foundational piece, the first building that my dogs see every day,
yeah,
is just this little bit of little kibble sauce, mm-hmm, you know, in the morning. You know, there's some crude protein, some crude fiber, omega-3 fatty acids, of course.
Oh yeah.
There's some glucosamine, hydroclonamine, and it's great. And they just walk out, and their coats are shinier, mm-hmm, their muscles ripple a little bit more, because again, it's a building block, a foundational piece for the rest of the morning.
Yes.
For the rest of the day, really.
Yeah.
And, hey, what? What's that? I'm hearing thinkjinx.com
has
a second building, a second tower of power.
Seems to have fallen.
And it's fire. It seems to have fallen, but it's fire.
Yeah. You can't melt that. Nope.
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 Jet fuel cannot melt a good foundational tower base of nutrition.
ThinkJinx.com.
ThinkJinx.com.
My puppy took some big steps.
Wild caught salmon, by the way.
Does anybody care? Like, do you want to hear about my puppy for like a minute? Do you care?
Do it.
Do you give a shit?
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
He big steps this week. Got his last vaccine, Fauci ouchie. Yep.
Your dog is now autistic. I hate to break it to you. He's now a statistic as a dog-tistic. Yep.
Fucking guy literally started barking this week. Like, hadn't really barked at all. Started barking. Started going for walks. That's like a big deal. So I got my boy going for walks. That's the big step up this week.
That's your life now.
Start
a walk.
Yeah. So I did ask this in the Discord too. Like, you guys got yards, yeah. And so I've sort of heard mixed answers on this, and it sort of depends on the size of the dog too. How much you walk the dog. Because, you know, if you have a yard, you can just like throw them out in the backyard, throw a ball around a little bit, and that sort of does it for the exercise. But and if you have a little dog, like, maybe they don't need it as much. I don't know. But my guy's going to be a shepherd. And so I've been walking him like twice a day, and that seems to tire him out. But I don't know. What do you guys do? Like, what kind of dogs do you have, first of all? Because I don't think you've talked about that.
Well, mine's like a shepherd Sharpei mix.
What the fucking math on that, by the way?
I don't know. Fucking mom's a whore. I don't know.
It's a big dog and a little dog.
Yeah, so she's like 60 pounds, kind of, okay, right in that medium.
Yeah.
She gets two walks a day.
There you go.
Because she's also lazy as shit and goes outside and just lays in the sun on the deck. So
yeah,
we had to force some exercise on her.
Okay, so it's a force thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that if I don't, like, and again, I just started recently, but like, if I don't, like, he goes fucking nuts. Like, he's got all that fucking energy, and he will, yep, just like, he'll just stand there and start barking at you, getting you to like pay attention and do stuff. And it's like, I can't have that. Like, that's not going to be reality. Yeah.
I mean,
you're either going to go in your kennel for the rest of the fucking night, and I really don't want to do that. Or I could just take you for a fucking walk. So. Yeah.
You could be one of those people that like ties the leash around your waist when you go running.
Yeah.
You could be one of those people.
That is my goal eventually. Cause I tell you guys, I go for runs like every day. That is my goal. This dog needs to run 5 miles with me every day, and that should do it. But it's going to take a lot to get to that point. Like, he has to be a full grown dog to be able to do that sort of thing. So I don't know.
Yeah. Not puppy. Yeah.
You have to train him. What about you? What kind of dogs do you have, King?
They're both mutts.
You got like
a mastiff,
mixes, right?
A mastiff and something. She's like nine. I don't even remember what the mix she is anymore.
Right.
And then I have a pit husky mix, and that thing is,
yeah, Huskies kind of suck.
Yeah. No, she sucks. Yeah. That's not what they told us she was.
Oh, okay.
But again, it was a COVID puppy. You know, it was from a rescue. Big old drug bust in Roseburg, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, she's really annoying.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, walk her in the morning, walk her in the evening. She's only 5, so she'll grow out of it in like 7 years.
But, like, when it's about time.
But she's really annoying, and she digs. Yeah. And
well, why don't you do what everybody else did with their COVID dogs and take them to Green Hill? I don't get it. It's really easy.
I might.
You got that field by your house. Just open the gate.
Let her run. Let her go.
Hey,
you
fuckers are always trying to escape here. Let me open the gate for you. Have fun.
Fend for yourself. She's an impossible dog to. Because in the winter, I'm a bad dog owner in the winter. I'm fall, spring, summer. I'm fine. Do walks. Do some runs. Winter, I'm awful. Don't like doing it. Won't do it.
Can't do it. So here's another thing that happened this week. So I've been taking him in the car when I go places. Have him in the back seat only. Got like a nice little waterproof blanket thing that I just like tucked in. It's the back seat now. I had the windows open. Like just all the way. He likes to stand up, put his paws on the door handle thing or whatever it is. Puts his hands on there, puts his head out the window, like wind blowing in his face, fucking loves it. The other day, I'm pulling away from my mom's house, got the window open. This fucker jumps out the window. And so now that's my while I'm driving on Beltline, that's my stress dream, right? That's my dog just fucking jumps out and now it's dead. I can't trust him anymore. Like I have to have the window like up halfway now. Like, and it sucks because I like him being able to put his head out the window. I don't know, man.
I think they're like kids to where, yeah, that probably sucked him falling out of the window. Like he did not like that.
He loved it. No, he jumped out.
Oh, he jumped.
He jumped out. Like I was pulling away slowly out of the driveway, and while I was doing that, he just jumped out and then sprinted over to the front door of my mom's house. And I was just like, "What the fuck? Like, you can't do that anymore. Like, I can't have you putting your head out the window anymore. That sucks. I like that for you that you could experience that stuff, but now you can't. You fucked it up, man." Yeah.
This guy's going to go out and buy like a $200 little like booster seat that's got like a attachment so it stays attached to the back seat.
I thought about that. Just putting the leash on him and tying it to my middle console or something like that.
He jumps out the window and he's hanging as you're going 80 down fucking Beltline.
Sorry, that's not funny, but I'm just like imagining it. A dog like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible hanging on
for dear life.
I do think dogs eventually learn to not jump out of windows.
I hope so.
I mean, no, they have to because, I mean, you see dogs in the back of trucks all the time and they don't bail.
Yeah.
They do it once or twice and they realize, oh, I'm going a lot faster now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good.
Exactly.
I'm fine.
That's what I thought, right? It could just be because we weren't really moving that he felt the urge to just jump out. But I have seen him while I'm driving, just sort of like inching up a little bit higher. And I'm like, dude, like, the fuck are you doing?
My older dog is like the worst car dog. She doesn't understand. She does not understand seats.
Yeah.
The back of cars. She does not understand the concept. She's afraid of windows. If she wasn't 90 pounds, I'd want her to jump out. I'd probably her out. Hand just chuck her. She's a terrible car driver. It's not terrible in the sense that she's a problem, but she'll huddle down in between the back of the front seats
terrified, basically being in
not
a
terrified. No, not even scared. Just like this is where normal dogs sit. I'm like,
they don't
look to your fucking left.
Yeah,
the dog you live with has its head out the window like a normal dog. At least get on the fucking seat, you dipshit.
Yeah.
Some dogs are just dumb.
Some dogs are very
No, she's really dumb. Like I'm sure, I think I probably mentioned this, but like 2 months ago, I had the back seats down to create a bigger. I was taking something to the dump or whatever I was doing.
Sure, sure. Bearing a body.
Put the dogs in the back of the car. She could not figure out that she could step on this flat surface because there's usually chairs there, and so she's just hovering there with her paw. Ugh. Like, remember that Trump thing where he did the she's doing that the whole time, and I'm looking back like, fucking take a step. You laying down on that platform. There's not an electrical fence, you dumb fucking dog. Oh my god.
Yeah,
I just wanted to open the back and just hard brake and let her go out the back. I was like, this is insane. You've been in this car 1,000 times. Figure it out.
I love, like, just getting petty with your dog. All right, well,
she's
all right, you're going to be an annoying little asshole. Slam the brake.
And she's terribly stubborn.
Or turn really quick and make her fall down.
Like, taking them for walks. She is a smeller of everything.
Sure.
Other dog is a puller, right? Because she just wants to go fast.
Right.
So the dichotomy of these two fucking dogs, it's like you're going to get split in half. And I'm like, it just...
Get on the same page, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm never having two dogs again. Like, never. No.
That's why the whole walking thing, he's still obviously like pretty small. He's getting like fucking way bigger though. It's getting crazy fast, but I'm glad I'm sort of doing this right now because he's still the size and age where he'll sort of listen to me. And if I like, if some other dog is like barking, all he'll do is like stop and sort of stare at it and be like, what are you doing? And I don't want him to even do that. And so we're walking and I'll just go like pull on him a little bit, and it works. I can still pull on him, and he keeps walking with me, and I do it again if he stops again and all that shit. So I don't know. I got to stay on it, man, because he's going to be fucking huge, and it's going to be a deal where, like, if he's not trained, nobody else is going to be able to walk him. Like, because he's, like, my mom couldn't do it. Like, you know, I don't know that the kid could do it. So, yeah, I got to get on top of this shit. And you can get on top of your dog's nutrition with thankjanks.com.
Again, to top off their already nutritious dinner.
Build a better
bowl. The Twin Towers, a salmon flake or a kibble sauce like Tim Duncan and David Robinson, the Twin Towers.
The Twin Towers, they're on fire.
They'll never fall.
They'll never collapse. Yep.
That's a guarantee. Now watch this drive.
Fuck, that's a good reference. Ugh, that is so good. Man, I'm jealous of you sometimes. Fuck, that's good.
Now watch this drive.
Ugh. Okay.
We do have a question.
Yeah,
in
Fender's,
the chat,
Fender's but, question.
Yeah.
Let's roll with it. Go ahead, Ski.
All right, let's see what we got. Brother-in-law lives in New Jersey. He works for a big mucky muck security firm, and they're throwing a big tailgater / party for the Duck game. He really wants me to come out. Problem is, he's a dick, and I don't like him very much. The party sounds sweet, and it's a Duck game in New Jersey. Do I go?
Yes. Yes.
That's tough.
Do you like Bruce Springsteen?
He also says he can't avoid him.
Yeah.
That's
okay. Okay. So roll through the scenario again with me here. So the plan would be to go to the Duck game.
A cool tailgater thing. Yeah. Party thing.
Tailgate party. So the only time you got to see this guy is during the tailgate before the Oregon Rutgers
game. I'm guessing he probably has to sit next to him
during
the game as well.
You'd have to sit with him. I would imagine there's going to be a lot of other people there too, though. Right? It's a tailgate, and probably it sounds like a mucky muck one that's going to have like really good shit. So Fender, would you have to hang out with him more than just the game and the tailgate? Because I think that might change my answer. But as it is, like, you're going to, like, yes, you're going to New Jersey, but it's very close to New York. So you go use it as an excuse to check out New York, right? Go to the Duck game, eat some mucky muck food, drinks. You're probably drinking wine at that tailgate, I would assume. Drink some wine, go watch Oregon destroy Rutgers.
Get some Sbarros.
Yeah, and then go to New York and get some Sbarros. Exactly.
I don't know if watching the Fighting Shianos is enough of a draw to have to deal with someone that sucks.
No, that's not the
draw. I think it'd be fine. I would go.
I do too.
The expectation is hanging. So that's the expectation, you'd be hanging with that person.
Is he riding? Is he going solo?
That's kind of what the gist is, that he'd go solo. Only person he would know.
Yeah, you can suck it up for a night.
Yeah. Well, no, so that's the question, Fender. Are you hanging with him for just the night, just the game, or would you be hanging with him, like, the whole time you're there? Like, would that be – is that the expectation of hanging, like, whole time you're there? Because that does change things. Like, I don't like this person.
Yeah, Booble,
I'm not going on a trip to the Northeast just to hang with this guy who I don't like.
And then Booble makes a great point. What if Rutgers pulls the upset? Now you're there with this guy – on a game you don't want to have to relive again.
Well, that's easy. You can just disappear into the crowd and never
You're just
be
gone,
seen.
Right? You're just Kaiser Soze that shit. You're just... Yeah.
Oh, man, I was looking for you. What? Yeah. I just went to the bathroom. Now, oh, man, that sucks. Hey, I'll catch up with you, you know, New Year's. I won't.
Does this person live in New Jersey or New York? Because that's a NY or NJ. Because that might change an answer, too.
Now, I think his best bet
New Jersey.
Is,
oof.
I'm sure Fat Kids Deals, someone from that would be going to New Jersey to watch Rutgers. I'm sure some other Duck fans will. If you could
Nate goes to away games. Yes.
Hook
up with them.
If there are other Duck fans there that you could glom onto and kind of as like a brother-in-law break. You're watching
perfect.
The game. You can barely talk to him if you want to. Yeah,
that's perfect. You're like, hey, I'll come out there. I'll hang with you for the game. I'm meeting up with some other people. So I gotta leave you for that. It's sort of like a they won't let anybody else there type of deal, and just be like, yeah. So Nutian says he's already got his tickets booked. There you go. You guys just planned. You guys plan right now in our chat. You guys just hang out. There you go. The Duck Alumni Association does lots of tailgates. So, yeah, just go rub elbows. Yeah.
Even drag his ass to it, and you could kind of just
and then ditch
make him stand there awkwardly.
No, you drag his ass to one of those tailgates and be like, oh, yeah, what happened to you, man? You just sort of disappeared. Yeah, I don't know. I was there. Where'd you go?
That's a tough thing with, like, in-law, like brother-in-law. That's like...
Yeah.
It depends how much do you love your sister? That's the real question.
Yeah.
How often do you talk to her?
Well, wait, is that who this is? This is...
It's his brother-in-law, is what he said. Yeah. Like, are you close enough that you just catch an absolute earful from your sister that it would not be worth it?
Fender, just suck it up, man. Suck it up. How many times are you gonna have... Wife's brother. Yeah, suck it up.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
No, wife's brother. All right.
Yeah, suck it up. Go to this game, hang with a dude you don't like very much, watch Oregon and Rutgers. It's going to be fun. Oregon and Rutgers is going to be fun. It just is. And then you're going to have to hang with
really?
Him.
It's Shiano. It's not going to be fun.
It's fun because it's Oregon and Rutgers, like, period. It's the novelty this year. Like, in a couple years, it's going to be like, not fucking Rutgers.
I'm going to get you guys.
Like,
if this was the horseshoe or the big guy or something like, you know, Penn State, it's worth it. I don't know if I want to go to Iowa, Nebraska, Rutgers, Northwestern. I don't know if those places are worth that kind of hassle of being around someone that sucks.
I think if you have the opportunity, you have somebody.
They also said, I believe it's free, which is actually a big.
Of course
paying.
You go.
Then suck
you're
it up.
Paying.
Suck it up. Suck it up. It's free. Yeah. Suck it up. Yeah. Deal with it.
Yeah. Go.
Just get fucking annihilated.
Exactly.
Go to the hallowed house, of Ray Rice and Kyle Manungai, and I'm really reaching for a third
fill in other Rutgers player here.
I'm really reaching. Ray Rice, Kyle Manungai,
Masaquin Muhammad. Is that? That might be Cincinnati. Was a Michigan. Yeah.
Oh, James right. Gandolfini. Does that work?
Is he a Rutgers alum? I don't know.
A classic thing where he's got his Rutgers sweatshirt on. I think it might have just been a Sopranos thing. Yeah. Possibly.
Yeah. He says, all right, all right, all right. Suck it up, buddy. You got it. You got this. If you need support, fucking, I don't know, pray or something.
Find it in a bottle. Yeah. That'll give you as much support
exactly.
as you need.
Exactly. That's the thing, right? It's a free trip. They're providing you with, like, probably very good food, lots of alcohol. Imbibe. Just imbibe. You'll worst case scenario is you embarrass yourself in front of your wife's brother, which, fuck it. Cat's out of the bag at this point anyways, right? Like, you guys have been married for a long time. Okay. And that is our TSB life
advice
thing. That's what we should do for our contest for Jinx stuff. You bring us. So, listener, we have an idea because we've been told that we might be able to hook y'all up with some food from Jinx of coming up with. Yum. Mmm. That was good.
I get it now. Hey. I get it.
You're stealing from the Husky, like, mix, yeah. Not the other one. Yeah. Yeah, so we might be coming up with an idea of how you guys could get that as well if you all have dogs. So maybe that's it. Maybe you bring us, like, your life question, and we pick one, and we answer it. And that's how you get dog food. How about that?
Or it seems like from our Discord, a lot of cat food potentially.
Yeah, no. No, we discriminate. Yeah, dogs rule, cats do.
But think Jinx offers all your things for cats as well.
Because remember, these flavors don't run. ThinkJinx.com.
Hey, let's do our list. Ready for our list? Okay, let's do our list. No more sports, right? That was it. That's all we got. I don't think there was any sports.
Ducks got a 5-star.
No, I
cool.
don't care.
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. Done. Yep. Nice job. 5-star.
All animals matter from CTE Benoit. Wow. Wow. It's a stance. Okay, our list.
Disagree. Disagree.
Hard disagree. Yep. Let's see. Our list this week comes from DuckDuckChef in our Discord.
People really clamoring for some trade deadline.
Yeah,
talk.
Shut the fuck up, Fender. Never, never. Oh, you wanna light up the hot stove? Talk about some trade deadline.
Did you guys see the Knicks and the Mikal Bridges extension today?
Bing bong,
bing bong.
Good fucking deal. Good. Like $37 million a year for 4 years. This is our fucking year. I guarantee it.
Bing bong.
Go Knicks.
Our list this week comes from DuckDuckChef in our Discord. Sportsbury in Discord. If you need an invitation to that, whatever. I can't keep explaining it to you guys. Like, download the app, Discord, and search for Sportsbury and just join it. Like, just do it. Comes from DuckDuckChef. It is in lieu of Ozzy Osbourne dying. And by the way, not just dying, but doing his last performance like a couple days before he died. It's pretty fucking rad. What is a band that you would have wanted to see before the lead person or one of the lead people in the band died, and you basically couldn't ever see them again because of it? So top three that. Who wants to start? I can start, whatever.
Go for it.
I will go for it. And by the way, a lot of these, the person died before we were born. So, like, it is what it is. But so My number three would be Led Zeppelin. John Bonham died. Led Zeppelin basically like broke up after that. So they've, you know, they did performances after that and shit, but yeah. Zeppelin.
Get the fucking Led out.
Mm-hmm. All right.
As a Zeppelin aside, I think it's so funny that when people talk about the top three rock bands of all time, kind of consensus is in whatever order, but we know the order. It's Beatles, Stones, Zepp, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the criticism is, well, the Beatles were only really a thing for like 5 years, and they were a boy band for the first year and a half, and that Zeppelin writes lyrics for toddlers, right?
Yeah, yeah. And yep. By the way, they stole some of them. Yeah.
Yes. So how are we still doing this and not just be like, you want to know what the Rolling Stones are the best rock band of all time?
And they're still touring. Yeah.
They're still touring. It's like, yeah.
I'm 1,000% with you, by the way. Like, were the Beatles a rock band?
For like 3 years.
Rock and roll?
It was like
drug rock too.
And then they did like Hare Krishna music and like what is this shit?
LSD music. Yeah. Like Grateful Dead.
Yellow Submarine.
Like Grateful Dead.
Octopus, man.
Like Grateful Dead. Like
Abbey Road, man.
Can you name a Grateful Dead song?
Truckin'?
Off the top of your head?
Truckin'.
Yeah, that's the only one I got. That's all only I know. One I got is Truckin'.
Keep on truckin'.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah. That's all I know. Okay. Yeah.
I think that's the only song they played, though, right? They do a 6-hour concert, just play that song, and then jam the whole time.
For 60 years, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. All right, what? Have you guys gone?
I'll go. My number three, I'm going to go Ronnie James Dio in solo and Black Sabbath. Either or. That dude was just epitome 70s, 80s
kick-ass
metal-y guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, King, what you got?
I feel like it's kind of cheating, but I would say Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
With the Band of Gypsies.
Yeah. There's no cheating. There's no, like, by the way, like, ours are going to be cheating too. They're going to be like,
I'm just saying, because no one, like, very few people actually look at Hendrix and think of the Band of Gypsies. It's,
yeah. The entire band's just Hendrix. White except for Jimmy.
All right, threes from the chat. Booble says Manson in the Beach Boys. Like Charlie Manson? Who's Manson? I don't know the Beach Boys that well. Anybody get
round,
that?
Round, get around, I get around.
Ooh. God.
All I think when I hear that song is I think of Look Who's Talking and the semen racing up.
Yeah, the jizz.
The jizz racing up the tubes.
Oh, boy. Just swimming through those fallopian tubes, baby.
Talking about a dated-ass reference.
Put it in
a
movie.
Look Who's Talking.
Manson wrote songs for them. Is that right? Huh. I just watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, like, a few days ago. Great movie. Ski's not paying attention.
Agreed.
Yeah, Ski's not paying attention.
That's terrible. Terrible movie.
There you go. Fender's number three is The Who. Keith Moon. Nuttians is Nirvana. Kurt Cobain. CTE Benoit. Sublime. What's the Sublime guy's name again?
Brad.
I can't remember. Yeah.
I'm totally blanking on it.
Yeah.
Brad's
Cars at Cottage Grove.
Cartoons.
Brad's Cartoons.
Brad's Cartoons. That was it.
Brad Noel.
Noel.
Brad
right.
Noel.
Noel, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Bradley. Let's see.
Bradley. Yeah.
Erica's from Nuttian is Linkin Park. Yeah. Chester.
Oh, that fucking rocks. What
Park.
A good reference. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Shred.
Yeah. The chick they got to replace him is, like, not bad. Like, she's okay. I don't know.
I think Sublime replaced Bradley with his son, so.
Yeah.
That's right.
Nepotism.
That's right.
Alive and well.
Right. Yeah. Everyone loves nepotism.
Sublime, the first place you look for nepotism.
I know.
All right. Well, Nutian just dropped my number two.
Yeah, go for it.
Which is Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh man, we totally missed this opportunity. Never mind. We'll talk about it in the movie one on Sunday.
Yes, on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Oh my God. Skynyrd song. Woo! What a jam. I was listening to that for like.
Skynyrd songs hits deep in your soul.
Sure does.
Oh, he'll catch you.
Yeah. By the way, our movie on Sunday, Happy Gilmore 2. Watch it on Netflix. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. By the way, we're 1,000%.
Piano there.
We're 1,000% going to forget to talk about this on Sunday. Just book it.
Yes, 100%.
Book it. We will not be talking about Skynyrd whatsoever.
Chance.
Yep, no chance.
Definitely on Sunday.
Yeah, definitely on Sunday. See, my number two is Queen. Freddie Mercury, obviously. Yeah. They're would have been a really cool show, just period. I wonder if he would have been able to keep, like, what he would have been like if he lived into his 60s and 70s or whatever. I don't know. But, yeah, Queen. Great band. What's your two, King?
My number two is Queen.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
No problem with that.
A lot of bops. Yeah, a lot of bangers.
A lot of bops. And that dude put on a fucking show, too. Like a showman. Let's see. Number two from Nutian is Lynyrd Skynyrd. WCP's is Pantera.
Dimebag Daryl.
Good one.
Did not see that coming.
Good one.
Whoa.
Yep. CTE Benoit.
Dimebag Daryl, considered one of the greatest guitarists. He's up there with John Mayer, I believe.
Dimebag Daryl, John Mayer.
Keep on
always
waiting. Waiting on the segment to end.
CTE Benoit is Nirvana. Fender's is Chris Cornell and anything he's been in. So, like, Audioslave, Soundgarden. I was a huge fucking Soundgarden fan, like, growing up. God, they had a song at the end of season two of Last of Us that hit so fucking hard. Like, that song is so goddamn good and just perfect fit. I was like, oh, dude, I'm stoked for the next season now just because of this song almost. Let's see. Booble's number two is he hates live music in all forms, so instead it would be Mitch Hedberg.
You got a take here, King?
Just don't play the game.
I just
hate live music? Like what?
What?
Have you like go to a concert?
What?
Dude, go see a shitty band at like the Cuthbert. I bet it's gonna be rad. Like, it's live music. It's awesome. Like, I don't know. Am I wrong?
I've never heard someone say they hate live music.
I know. He said live music in bars sucks ass. That is also
getting
wrong.
Rando Jim Bob up there fucking strumming and.
That's also
they can suck, but still.
No, rando Jim Bob in a fucking dive bar is fucking awesome. Like, that's always good. You go buy a shitty like draft beer and drinks and listen to some live Jim Bob strumming his banjo or something. That's rad. Give me a break. He says we can eat his ass. That's a good point. That's a good point. I guess we could.
CT Benoit. That. I think you're going to have to step up for us here, bud.
Yes, yeah. Join our Discord, Sports Marine Discord, for that reference. Let's see. From Nutty and Erica's.
I'm going to come.
It's always funny.
Nutty or CTE ass eating.
Who do you think you are? I am.
That's too good. Let's see, from Nutian, Erica's number two is also Queen. Good stuff. All right, number ones. Ski.
My number one, it's probably going to scare King. Scary. Jordy Jordanson. He was a drummer for Slipknot. One, I like Slipknot. Two, he's one of the best drummers ever as well.
Slipknot terrifies me. It just
Yeah.
You might be the only person that likes Slipknot that no one in high school was like, this kid looks like he could shoot up the entire cafeteria.
Yeah. It's just like walking the other side of the hallway.
It's a good, yeah. I mean, hey, good on you. It's just, yeah. you've beaten the mold, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Yeah, I had to hide that, you know, I listened to like Megadeth and all that in high school. Not many people did. I guess there were, like you said, there was a weird group of people that would like that music.
You hid your all your proclivities by going, you wonder what? Yeah, Tupac. I agree.
Yeah, I never really liked Tupac and Jay-Z. And
then
he
just went into your garage and just turned off the lights and listened to Slipknot.
Ski didn't like Jay-Z and Tupac. No. That is interesting.
But I'm going to go, that was 1A, 1B, quick one, Neil Peart and Rush as well, similar drummer. Yeah.
Hey, Ski, can you scroll up in the chat? I can't, so I'm not going to be able to read anybody's ones.
Well, do your ones.
We're not there yet, yeah, but just heads up. My number one is Beastie Boys before MCA died. Like, I feel like they would still be making music. I feel like they would have made music until they turned 80, you know what I mean? And it probably would have still been nothing but bangers. Yeah, I think they would have been a fun show to see. Because, you know, they used to tour with, like, Tribe and, you know, Wu-Tang and stuff. And that'd just be a fun show, watching them live. Not many groups do the things that they did anymore, where they, like, throw off each other, like, rapping off each other as an actual group or whatever. I don't know. They would have been fun. Beastie Boys, number one. How about you, Ken?
My number one is a band I actually saw them, and I wish when I had seen them, he was still alive. I saw them at, I think it was called Pac Bell Park in San Francisco at the time.
Yeah.
When I saw the Rolling Stones, I wish Keith Richards was still with us.
That dude's never going to die. I don't know what you're talking about. Never.
What do you mean?
Never. He'll be reanimated as a fucking zombie and come back.
Oh, didn't you guys see Pirates of the Caribbean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Come on. Yeah, that's
exactly.
That's yeah. All
right, so
yeah, go through some
number ones.
For me.
Erica's One Direction, Liam Payne.
That's right. I forgot
that's
about that.
That's a good pull. That's a good pull.
And then we got two here, Layne Staley. Alice in Chains, that is Nuttian and CTE and Benoit. And I believe probably Charles and Phoenix would probably be on board with that as well as his one.
For sure.
I know he likes Alice in Chains. WCP, Wu-Tang Clan, RIP, ODB.
How did I not do that one? How did I not remember
hot
ODB?
Take?
Like,
hot take, ODB, could take him or leave him.
Oof.
Yeah, he wasn't great.
Wasn't great.
And then Fender, Bob Marley and the Wailers. Oh, Ubel, number one.
Hey, Fender. If you time out your trip to New Jersey right, you can see where the Whalers now are, which is in Raleigh, North Carolina, and watch a Canes game.
How close is Hartford? Can he make that trip and see the old Whalers? Where did the old Hartford Whalers play?
The
Hartford Civic Center.
And the Hartford Civic Center?
Yeah, it was attached to a mall.
Is there any way that is?
I guarantee you,
any way that is still erect and not blown up?
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
Oh baby!
But damn.
Let's see. I got an honorable mention too. It is Joy Division, like Ian Curtis dying like before they got to keep making more music. They're like, basically, they made, like, one or two albums, and the last one they made was, like, fucking legendary and really, really good, and then he died. Killed himself. So, is what it is. Let's see. There were honorable mentions that I can see here, too, from Nuttian.
Tupac, I see.
He says, Tupac and Thug Life? No. No.
And all of the Ramones.
I'm not giving you Tupac and Thug Life. Like, yes, it was technically a group he made, but... The wasted sound effect?
Yeah, you killed him.
Not giving it to you. And then all of the Ramones. Yeah. Yeah.
I got a hot take. I hate that music. But the Ramones, all that kind of punky music of the time.
Like a minute 30 is the length of all of their songs, like literally 90-second songs where they're just like,
"2024 hours to go. I wanna be sedated." Yeah,
by the way, my throat couldn't even do that. Like, oh baby,
this guy ain't the fucking throat goat over here.
Excuse me, yeah, Nancy Reagan. I'm gonna come. No, you're not. Not with me, you're not. I can't hang. Yeah, we didn't say Booble's number one. Did you?
He said Jesus.
Jesus, yeah. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Yeah. What would society... I would love to have seen society before Jesus was taken.
Was Jesus a minstrel as well as a carpenter?
A what now?
A minstrel? Was he
Excuse
a minstrel?
Me? Ski, we don't talk about that on this podcast. That's come on. What are we talking? What are we doing?
I bet you Jesus was fucking sick on the heart.
Jesus threw down.
Just ripped. Yeah. Just yeah. ripped it. Yeah.
You think he was like a slam poetry guy? Jesus? I could see that. Just hanging out by the fire, somebody playing a harp.
He was the original hippie. He was the original jam band for sure.
We're in Jerusalem. They call it the slum, but that's just for some of you, not me. I am he. I am highest. My dad pays my mortgage. And that's the cross I bear with my long brown hair and my blue eyes, which historically probably not accurate.
Yo. Yo, get this kid a fucking record contract. Yeah, exactly. Can you hear that? Can you hear the snapping?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're snapping. Okay, that is our list. That is our podcast.
Ooh, I think I got blonde hair, blue eyes, American Eagle. You know what I mean? At some point, this will become a controversial ad with Sydney Sweeney.
Ooh, thinkjinx.com. Thank you for watching, guys. Thank you for listening. Movie on Sunday again is Happy Gilmore 2. It is on Netflix. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. Hashtag ad. Goodbye.